Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:30 and 40 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here. You there. Unit production manager, key grip, best boy, Peter Hoffman. The femme fatale. On the other side of the glass, Cara and Galante. Those two on the other side for the next 3.5 hours and then some as we proceed on a Wednesday schmooze with the 1-877-337-6666. Right up until Chris Moore at 10 on your fan, New York City.
From the wonderful world of sports, we bring you Home Run Derby, where the leading home run hitters of the major leagues will compete in a home run hitting contest.
Well, hi there, everyone. I'm Mark Scott, and today on Home Run Derby...
Rips one into left. Back at the wall, Aaron Judge. Home run. Trout into left. It is gone. And Wilson Contreras goes deep to left. Back at the wall. Tie game. Trevor Story is tied. It's deep into left and gone off the bat of Segura.
Here's Yelich, a fly ball into left center. Back at the wall, it's gone. Here's one into right. Back at the wall, this thing is tied. Here's Bregman into left center field. Back at the wall, and gone. Here's Springer into right center field. At the wall, that is gone. Votto into right. That ball is belted and gone. And the American League wins it 8-6 in 10.
Home Run Derby is produced with multiple cameras. The players' interviews being recorded simultaneously with the contest.
It's amazing. I don't believe it happened when it happened.
This was Home Run Derby 2.0. There were more homers hit in the All-Star game last night than hit Monday night. We're all for Tropicana becoming the official sponsor of Major League Baseball. Since tell me otherwise, tell me the balls and ball players, apparently they're on the juice. What is going on? The All-Star game was what baseball has become. Home runs and strikeouts. Aaron Judge, everybody was rising in Washington. Aaron Judge hit one to Luis Severino. You wonder if Gary had been in the bullpen with Severino. You have to wonder if Gary would have made the catch. This week's 20th award goes to Milwaukee's Josh Hader. And he should spell his last name, H-A-T-E-R, for being so kind and warm and wonderful to all races, colors, and all that can be and is with sexual orientation. The tweeting was done in high school 7 years ago when he was so young and immature, when apparently he thought bigotry had no consequences, if he even knew what bigotry meant. Right now, at last count, only his teammate Lorenzo Cain has accepted his regrets and his apology. Well, we can say that yes. Lorenzo Cain, very forgiving. He's basically saying that his teammate Josh Hader is a great guy, a great teammate. You wonder if Hader, with his apology, is just being politically correct because he has teammates who are black. you wonder if Lorenzo Cain, calling him a great guy and a great teammate, is just being politically correct because he has teammates who are white. This we know. Jacob DeGrom will not be traded to Houston, to Seattle, to Oakland, or to Texas. They would never trade for a pitcher who can't retire Mike Trout. We know we have all of these people who want the Metropolitans to trade him. We hear, like, every single day, 24-7 on your fan in New York City. So we know what we are hearing from those who want to trade him and those who don't want to trade him. But this from those who call WFAN. Well, we wanted to get a greater sample, so earlier we did a man and woman on the street about whether or not the Metropolitans should be trading Jacob DeGrom.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
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 And you're probably going to be hearing this for the next 3.5 hours. And then after that, and then tomorrow too, fortunately come July 31, when he is still a member of the New York Metropolitans, we won't be hearing any more of why the Mets should trade him and why they shouldn't. And of course, let's face it already, this was the trade that is not going to happen. Then there was the trade that's not, and now on hold. And what we're talking about is Manny Machado. It appears at the moment that Manny right now is not going Hollywood. Since we hear one of the prospects going to the Orioles may not be able to pass his physical. Well, we'll see if Baltimore decides to replace him or get him healthy in time for this trade to be happening anytime soon. Or if the prospect is not going to be as healthy as the Orioles and Dodgers would want him to be if the Orioles replace him with another prospect or two. One trade that did come to pass, Leonard to Toronto and DeRozan to San Antonio.
High on the right side, it's Leonard waiting for a screen from Gasol. Works around that screen, takes a right wing, hesitates, dribble all the way in the paint, reverse layup with the left hand, he scores! 10 points for Kawhi Leonard, a beautiful move there.
Finds DeRozan against Marcus Morris, DeRozan on a crossover, DeRozan, pump fake, gets it up, off the iron!
We hope that this will be a good situation for everybody involved. Kawhi obviously worked very hard to become the player he is. Our staff worked very hard to help him get there, and we wish him all the best as he moves on to Toronto.
Trading places.
Stay tuned.
Well, here is the thing. DeRozan and Lowry made a great backcourt for the Raptors, the number one seed. However, against Cleveland, we know about the four-game sweep, and DeRozan did not have a good series, especially with game number one, and sat for too many minutes of his liking and had some comments to make once they were swept by the King and his court in those four games. So much so that I really do think to some degree Mr. DeRozan's comments and the four-game sweep with the Cavaliers got the coach of the year fired, Dwayne Casey. So the bottom line is now he's going to San Antonio, but is Leonard going to be showing up in Toronto? He doesn't want to go there. He wants to go Hollywood. We'll talk about it.